Don't he's worry. All right.
Yeah.
He's fine.
And he's a tough guy.
Len is tracking beautifully, and he is not making a move without prior consultation.
No, but I don't want him to play the idea. Let Len have Len know that the committee is not interested in being judicial.
Oh, he knows. He knows. He's on top of this, really. I promise you.
Good. So what is your line?
Well, my line is to go in with the New York Daily News today, in which there's another leak out of the committee staff.
What's it on? Who's it on?
McCord. But it says the committee staff has a corroborating witness who establishes that McCord's testimony with regard to the prior knowledge of Mitchell and Dean and so on and so on and so on is true. Now, Mitchell just tells me that what they have is some secretary over in the committee who says that there was a meeting shown in Jeb Magruder's date book which took place.
There was.
Then that's all. But no corroboration of prior knowledge or anything else, just the fact of the meeting. But this gives me a club to beat Irvin over the head with.
Sure.
Because here again, now, these guys have been slandered by a leak out of the committee, and we're just not going to tolerate it.
So it's all over the net, sir?
No. Well, I wouldn't be too concerned about that. I'm not going to be that precise about this thing.
Oh,
say, here's another example of the kind of thing that's been going on all last week.
Well, and the Paul has been smeared, and he's got the right to do his job as the president, aide to the president, and he was smeared.
And we're not going to hear McCord on national television, and then have a 3-week hiatus.
I think you should use the thing that you could say that you're just curious that Senator had been studying one of the more successful committee investigations, and you know there's a rather interesting bit of history here. Within 48 hours after Chambers testified, the committee called Hiss so that he could deny it.
Yep.
And that is a precedent that has to be
right. Right.
You're not there for the purpose of making a case of convicting somebody.
That's right.
They're there for the purpose of getting the truth.
That's right.
And that's the whole purpose here.
Len says it's kind of interesting. These guys on the staff are terribly frustrated because when they signed on to this committee, they saw this as a great canvas in which they were going to portray the political corruption of America, both parties.
Yeah.
And they were going to do this by starting out with all kinds of foundational stuff back in 70 and then working their way forward. And Watergate was just going to be a vignette. And Segretti was going to be a vignette. Demonstrations, and they're going to go after some of the Democratic stuff, yeah. And then they're going very heavy on campaign financing. Well, then all of a sudden here comes
both the sides. Or just our side.
Well, they say both sides, and Lance is he's skeptical because Baker's guy is kind of a yes man for Dash.
Yeah.
But here comes McCord, and he focuses down on the burglary, and so they're beautiful. Abstract, scholarly, political canvas is now the Watergate burglary. And they really don't like that. And they're going to try, the first time we give them an opportunity, they're going to try and get off that. the subpoena that was served on her goes clear back to January 1970.
Well, they asked him for all of this.
That's right.
Why didn't he just decline to write?
Well, I talked to his lawyer this morning, and his lawyer sort of asserted that objection. He's here. He's going up to see the staff and say this is too broad. But the best way to do this is to get around behind and to persuade these guys that.
I don't see why they'll be persuaded. Maybe they'll say, let it all hang out.
Well, Baker could do that.
And she's going to tell what she typed memos and reports and all this kind of thing. So she's going to.
Who's she typed?
Well, I assume Mitchell and Magruder.
Alderman?
I don't know. I don't have any reason to think that, but it could be.
Let's find out, goddamn. That ought to be.
We'll find out what she says after she says.
No, I know, but.
Be tomorrow.
The
but it can certainly be.
Then you have the worst of both.
Yes. Yep.
So we've got to find this out now, John.
Oh, I understand.
We've got to find out about this damn thing. We can. And then we'll have to look at the goddamn whole car. You know what I mean?
Right.
And because it's the worst thing we could do to Bob, leaving out the administration, we're going to do to Bob, is for him to go up to the committee.
Get overextended. Got some specific. own farm.
Oh, rational. You can't be. You've got to attack the farm.
That day will undoubtedly come. That day will come, and we can do it in subtle ways.
Correct. The main thing that I really want to leave with is that I don't want to talk to you this afternoon. I'm not satisfied that anybody is in charge. I told all of them this, of developing the deal and the counterattack. Who is in charge of that?
Well, I...
You can.
I don't know.
Anybody.
I don't know.
Why don't you discuss it a bit?
All right.
Don't you see the importance of that?
Yes, sir. I do.
Garments were...